Dee Malone, you are the ecologist volunteering to help maintain the buffer around what's known as the Eagle Tree. Can you talk about what your role is here?
Well, for the homeowners that are wanting to protect the bald eagle, my role is with Roaring Fork Audubon, and I am an ecologist, and I have conducted surveys of this area back in 2015, as well as recently, to document that there are indeed bald eagles using this area as an essential foraging area, and to help protect the area for bald eagles in perpetuity.
If I remember correctly, Colorado Parks and Wildlife didn't seem too concerned about maintaining the buffer around this tree. Can you speak to that?
Sure. So the tree back in 2016 did have a nest in it. There was disturbance, human disturbance, and the eagles abandoned the nest and moved upstream about 0.7 miles and nested up there. Importantly, they continue to use the area as their primary foraging area. You know, if you can't forage, you don't survive. Mm-hmm. And this is, it continues to be used as their primary foraging area. Interestingly enough, both Colorado Parks and Wildlife, in their Bald Eagle Management Plan, which was updated in 2020, recognize in their statement that habitat for perching and foraging is just as important as is nesting habitat. They recognize that, and they state that these areas should be protected as well as nest habitat. The Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act also recognize that perching, foraging habitat is vital to the persistence of bald eagles, and federally they recognize that and state that if you disturb eagles while they're nesting or they're foraging or disturb that habitat, that's a violation of federal law.
It seems pretty simple then that the buffer needs to remain in place.
Absolutely. The idea that they will just be able to move elsewhere to forage doesn't consider the fact that most of our habitat in this valley has been developed and is unavailable for foraging. And yes, there are a couple of other pairs of eagles nesting and foraging in the valley. Eagles are territorial. They can't just move elsewhere. There is no elsewhere to move.
To me, that's pretty intense to hear you say there is no elsewhere to move.
Years ago, 100 years ago, maybe there was. But development has become exponential. All the habitat that would be available for eagles has been developed by us. Yes, eagles have recovered, and they have been removed from the Endangered Species Act protections. The reason they've recovered is because of the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act, which both protects their habitat. A big part of that was banning DDT. But now DDT is not their primary reason for struggling. The primary reason for struggling is habitat loss. And we can't afford to lose any more habitat.
We're standing on the golf course in Aspen Glens, sort of above that habitat you've been talking about. Can you describe it for listeners and sort of how big this is?
The area that the bald eagles continue to use for their essential foraging habitat is a broad floodplain adjacent to the Roaring Fork River. It's fairly open habitat. In that open habitat, bald eagles need more buffer than they would if it were a forested habitat. So extending that buffer, it's already been encroached on by houses on the left bank of the river. The remaining habitat on the right bank of the river is essential. It's not as if they have miles and miles. It's a fairly small area. And they have maintained use of this area as their primary foraging habitat because the river here is wide, it's fairly flat in gradient, and fishing is good. That's what attracts them to this area, and that's why they keep coming here year after year after year.
Where do these new houses, where will they be built?
They will be built on the right bank. So right and left is as you're facing downstream. The right bank is on the right. Mm-hmm. And that is the current open area. Everything else on the left bank is either housing or golf course. The right bank is what's available for eagle foraging.
I think I'm looking right at it, where all the gamble oak is on the bank. That's less than a mile of riverbank.
Oh, it's not even that. So the buffer that I'm recommending is based on a circle around the old eagle nest site, which is about 400 meters in radius. So a 400-meter buffer, and that's not a mile. What I'm recommending is that a biological survey be conducted so that we don't just make decisions based on anecdote. A biological survey that takes into consideration the year-round use of this area by eagles from the time of nest building, which occurs in February, through nesting, and then fledging the young through the end of July and August. Mm. Really to understand how important this area is and how critical it is to protect this area so that the eagles can persist and feed their young.
Right. You said you surveyed the area about 6 years ago, 2015. How would that survey stand up now?
Well, basically what I was doing was a Garfield countywide survey to look for and identify for habitat protection rare species, rare plant species, rare animal species, natural communities like riparian vegetation that were in good shape, that were still functional, that provided good habitat for wildlife and birds. Mm-hmm. And this was identified back then as one of those sites that should be protected. That the eagles have continued since then to focus on this area for foraging indicates how important it is.
Anything else you'd like to add on this issue, Dee Malone?
Yes. I'd like to say that although bald eagles are taken off of the endangered species list, and although their numbers have recovered, in fact, in the lower 48, there's about 70,000 breeding pairs. In Colorado, there are 0.15% of that 70,000 breeding pairs. So in Colorado, we don't have that many bald eagles breeding. Every single pair is important. Every single one. I'm going to paraphrase Aldo Leopold a little bit when he said, relegating bald eagles to Alaska is a bit like relegating happiness to heaven. We may never get there. So protecting these eagles so that we can see these eagles is important.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely, Amy. It's a pleasure, as usual.